Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network. Today we're catching up with Eric Nelson, technical agronomist with DeKalb Asgrow. Eric, how are you today?
Things are going well. It's a nice morning. Of course, you know, without weather, what would a lot of us talk about? We'd love some heat.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, without weather, what would we talk about? Especially the last couple of weeks, that seems to be the big topic of conversation. And I think it's great that you're out in the field here today, and we get to talk to you out there in the elements, because let's start with weather. That's been the big story. We're dry. We know that. Extreme drought throughout much of the Dakotas. But looking at this week's crop progress report, we've made some good progress in our planting. So talk a little bit about just the weather conditions we've been seeing and your thoughts on how that's affected spring planting so far.
Well, one of the things that's affected is oddly enough, optimism. You know, you go back to that first 10 days of April, everybody thought they were going to be done planting by the 20th, knowing that that meant they were putting seed into really dry conditions. But then when we did get that shot of rain for much of the state in April, it was followed with some really cool weather, and things have taken a long time to truly get going again. Now you take this week, gorgeous weekend temperature-wise, almost too abrupt of a change for most of us. And now we're back into, you know, highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. So soil temps aren't quite where people would want them to be. I have not tried to talk a single grower out of planting, largely because I think I'd be laughed off the farm if I did. That, no, it's May, it's the 5th today, calendar says go, soil conditions are good. While we want rain, most of this seed is going into moisture. So, of course, that's most critical with corn. You've got to have that into moisture. People are taking some slight or calculated risks with being in the moisture situation. You know, if you've got to get below 2 inches of planting depth to get your soybeans into moisture, nobody's really chasing that, and that's a good choice.
Yeah. Well, and like I alluded to, you know, looking at the crop progress report here from this week, I mean, just looking at North Dakota corn wise, 14% planted, South Dakota, 25% planted on corn. On the bean side, North Dakota, 2%, South Dakota, 8%. And you look down at spring wheat, good numbers there for planting as well with the Dakotas. North Dakota, 42%. Planted for spring wheat, South Dakota, 81% planted for spring wheat. So, I mean, looking at everything, like you mentioned, we've gotten temperatures back up. We've gotten the dry soils now, despite the cooler weather. We've been able to get a lot of this crop in the ground. So looking ahead here the next, I'll say, 2 weeks or so, what are going to be the big things that you're going to be looking at for growers here if they're finishing planting or if they got that crop in the ground now?
Of course, the biggest things are, you know, as you look ahead 10 days, you know, we're huge advocates of pre-emerge herbicides on both crops. So the next 7 to 10 days, that will be one of the drums we're really promoting or really beating, that we've got to get those pre-emerge herbicides on. We've got to have some overlapping residuals to truly keep the weed pressure down. That, you know, when you listen to the weed scientists talk, they talk about just how, lack of word here, how many seeds something like a water hemp can produce, and even leaving single plants out can really set you up for a tough time each consecutive year. So overlapping residuals as much as possible. The other thing, and especially important in a dry soil condition year, is looking at your stand of corn. You know, we're May 5th, we've got some time, but if we're in dry soil, you know, when we see a very irregular stand in terms of emergence timing, there's a penalty to be paid with that in yield at the end. So we want an even stand. The bad case is that nobody notices what their stand truly looks like until they're spraying their first or second post-emerge herbicide, and it's too late to do anything. So, you know, once you get towards Memorial Day weekend, you can have an uneven stand that turns into a keeper stand simply based on the calendar. But if you had some crop planted reasonably early you're starting to see emergence and you're finding your stand somewhere low 20s turns into a keeper stand pretty quickly as you approach Memorial Day weekend. Where we really start to worry is we get some of those stands under 17,000, because if that's an uneven stand, you know, it's 17 on average, but that means it's 25 somewhere and 10 somewhere. We're going to need to do something about those, because we won't be able to keep our weed pressure down. There just won't be enough canopy. So those are, you know, people talk about planting it right the first time. Well, we can have multiple chances. That's obviously not the desired situation.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that brings a question I was going to ask is, anything that's been planted early, have you heard from farmers that have maybe concerns about weak stands out there with some of that early planted crop?
Not yet, but that's not unusual. You know, we heard of, you know, maybe a quarter section here or there that was planted before that rain. What was that, around the 17th of April?
I think so, yeah.
And you know, some of that stuff that was in, and man, it turned cold and it was sitting in wet soil. And there's certainly some concerns about that. My guess is most of that isn't up. So I haven't seen any. I haven't been called about any. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to see it. That, you know, corn can be a really surprising crop. Sometimes it is incredibly resilient, and other times you wonder how it survived. So.
Definitely. Well, and as well with the cold weather, I know we had some frost concerns there with some of the cold dips, and I know we're seeing more cold temps here this week, and one has to wonder if we saw anything get damaged by any of that frost or cold snaps we saw. But I'm thinking that most of that crop was probably not emerged yet, or wasn't emerged enough to be affected.
It's a double-edged sword there. From a frost standpoint, yeah, I think there was probably zero corn that was up and susceptible to frost. And even then, the growing point is below the ground till, you know, we're talking V6, V7. So we're pretty safe. However, you know, frost above ground is not the only concern. We, of course, worry about chilling injury. You know, when we talk about don't plant your corn until soil temps are 50 degrees. I stole my meat thermometer from the kitchen before walking out here today. Thermometer next to me says 43.6. So if we were April 15th, I'd probably say, you know, it's 8. That's not quite going to be the warm average for the day. But at April 15th, we'd maybe leave that corn in the box a little bit longer. May 5th, we discussed the risks of planting. You know, your soil temps are 45. The forecast is not overly warm. Are the soil conditions good? You know, you evaluate those three factors, and if you want to plant, go plant, and you understand the risks of doing that. But really, that first 24 to 48 hours that seed is in the ground, as that kernel swells, taking in moisture, there's risks if that water is really, really cold. So. I've used this analogy a lot, and some people have probably said I use it too much, that, you know, liken your corn seed when you're planting it to a pair of leather gloves. You leave that pair of leather gloves on the dash of your pickup parked outside on a winter night, put them on first thing in the morning. What do they feel like? They're stiff, they're rigid, they're uncomfortable. Well, that's very similar to planting corn into really cold conditions. All the membranes within that seed are stiff and rigid, and as it swells, they're prone to breaking. So you get some, you know, the physiological stuff, enzymes, hormones within the seed crossing membranes that they weren't intended to cross. Now you take that same pair of leather gloves, leave them on the heat register inside the house, walk outside, put them on, they're soft, they're supple, they're warm, they're comfortable, right? So that 50 degree mark is really where we're talking about with corn seed as a threshold with that. So we worry about chilling injury and just cross our fingers and nothing happens.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate the analogy. I like the analogy, to be honest, Eric. That's a good way to put it. Any other final thoughts you have for us here today? Any anything else you want to reiterate to producers who are in the fields planting or getting ready to hit planting right now?
To be honest, it's unrelated to planting more than anything else, and it's be safe. That May 5th is not late. It's later than we want it to be April 10th. Be safe and really have that conversation with your non-farming friends as well. Because I saw a vehicle on the interstate the other day, pretty sure they rear-ended a semi, and that didn't turn out so well for them. That pick up your heads, look around. There's a lot of slow-moving traffic, wide traffic out there. And there's a lot of young drivers and city drivers that need a reminder when they venture out.
That's a great point to end on. And I appreciate the time today, Eric Nelson, DeKalb Asgrow Technical Agronomist. Thanks for joining us here today on the American Ag Network. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.